on the line this morning, and we're so excited for all of you that have joined us on the Master's Call today. And my name is Tammy, and I am greeting you from South Carolina. We're so thankful to have you on the line this morning. We want to say good morning to you all, and thank you all so much for joining us. And at this time, I will turn the call over to Minister Robin. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Tammy?
I can hear you on this Trust in the Lord Thursday. God bless you. I love you.
I love you, too. God bless you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. I like that also, Trust in the Lord Thursday, because we know that when we put our trust in Him, all is well. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what storm it is. We are coming out victoriously because we are trusting in the Lord. And before I get started, my name is Robin Wilson, and I am here in New Jersey. And on behalf of the Master's Call, we welcome you, we welcome you, we welcome you. And I would like to say to Minister Kathy, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Minister Kathy, happy birthday, we love you. Welcome again to the Master's Call. And the Master's Call, it has been founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts and also by Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They are the ones who listened to the Lord and came forward and started this call, and we are truly, truly grateful for what they have done. We stand on a particular scripture, and it is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you, O Lord, I have cried out, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And the reason being is because we want to make sure that we put God first in everything that we do. And this call is about enriching you, enhancing you, and empowering believers before we start our day. And we know that putting Him first, trusting in Him, all is well as we serve the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Our call is Monday through Friday, daily, and we start here at 7 to 7:30 Central Time. I'm here on the East Coast, so for me, it would be at 8 o'clock, ending at 8:30. We also have for you a website, and on our website, you can find all of our messages that have been archived since October 25th, 2010. Every single message is there. You can take your time and listen to the message. They've all been downloaded. You can also put them on your iPad, put them on your smartphone, share them with friends, invite them to the call. And that website is the Master's Morning Call. I'm sorry, the Master's Morning Call.wordpress.com. That is the Master's Morning Call.wordpress.com. I make sure that I go to the website, and I also have downloaded many messages so that I can listen to them as I travel. We also have an email address for you, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And what we invite you to do is send us your praise reports, send us your prayer requests. If you would like to be an intercessor on this call, we will get back to you. We invite you to tell us what you think about the call. If you would also just share that with your family members and let them know we pray no matter who it is and no matter what the situation is, because our God reigns, and we know that His word goes forward and the word of God will not return void in the name of Jesus. And the tool that brought us together, the vehicle, is Artists International. Artists International is a Christian-based health and wellness company, and it is owned and founded by the Diaz de Leon family. They, too, put God first in everything that they do, and many of us are health and wellness distributors here with Artists International. So I invite those who would like to find out a little more about our awesome company and about how to become a distributor, go back to the person that invited you to the call, and they will be glad to share that information with you. And to the distributors, don't forget to go to your back office. There are so many exciting things that are going on. Transform 90, teams are growing. They're traveling all over the world, sharing the good news about Artists International and what our products can do for you. So without further ado, what I would like to do now, because we are very excited about our speaker today, Minister Willa, are you there? Can you open us up in prayer?
Yes. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
Yes, I can. Good morning, and God bless you.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Father God, we welcome you in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives on this Trust in the Lord Thursday. We trust in you with all of our hearts, Lord, and we lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you, knowing that you are faithful, knowing that you will do just what you said you will do. You will direct our path. We honor you. We worship you. We glorify you. We lift you up on high. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice, and we will rejoice in it. We will be glad in it, Lord. We know that we don't know what today holds, but we know who holds the day, and we can trust you for that. Father, no matter what we're going through, we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord, because that's what you have mandated us and instructed us to do. We thank you, Lord, that Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, have trust you with their lives, trust you with the TMC call. We thank you, Lord, that you were faithful to your promise, O Lord, to grow it, O Lord, to nurture it, O Lord, and to train us up, O Lord, to enrich and empower, O Lord, and to help us go on about our day. Father, we thank and praise you that you have blessed them indeed, O Lord, and that their footsteps are ordered from you, Lord, and that they find favor in wherever they go in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, O God, for the speaker who will come on the call today. We thank and praise you, Lord, that the word has already been downloaded in them. Lord, it's a rhema word that, O God, that we need to hear that will transform our lives, even during this Transform 90 and beyond. Father, bless the speaker indeed, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you have already touched their lives, O Lord, and that you have already been that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path, O Father. We thank and praise you, O Lord, that they hear your voice. Bless their family in Jesus' name. Father, then we just thank and praise you for each and every listener who has taken time out this morning to put you first in their lives. Father, order their footsteps. Guide them, O Lord. Grant them whatever. Father, you told us that when our ways line up you with your ways, that you would give us the desires of our hearts, their hearts. So give us the desires for our hearts in Jesus' name, because what we desire lines up with your will. Now we bind the Satan in Jesus' name. The airways are already clear, penetrated with the blood of the Holy Spirit that has already swooshed through the airways, the phone lines, but bringing forth clarity to the call today, that it does not fall on bad ground, but on good ground, that we will be messengers of your word and do as you have instructed us to do. We love you with all our hearts, Lord, and daily seek to please only you. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Willer, for opening up the call, clearing the airway so that we can hear the word of God. Well, family, today we have a special, special treat for you. It's one of our prayer intercessors. She is also a mighty woman of God. She is a mother of three, also an artist distributor. She's a travel consultant, a member of the Whatcote United Methodist Church out of Dover, Delaware, under the leadership of Dr. Atlas J. Irving. She also serves on the Harvest House and Media Ministries and also serves with Kim E. Underwood Ministries based out of New York. This woman, the first time that I had the opportunity to speak with her, she is just in love with Jesus. And she said she is so excited to walk in God's path and be led by his greatness. She puts him first in everything that she does, and I am really blessed to know her. I find it a privilege to be able to intercede for God's people with her. And I bring to you today Minister LaShawn. Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, and God bless you, sweetheart. It's all yours.
Amen. I first want to bless the Lord for changing my team and restoring me because I was losing. I bless God for transforming me and saving me from an eternal death. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for saying yes to the Lord and with Dr. PK and making this call possible and stretching me in the Lord as she does with our TMC family. And I thank you for allowing me to bring this message this morning to God's people. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for greeting us this morning in this Trust in the Lord Thursday. I tell you, our Father works, our Father works. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for opening the airwaves, and I am trusting in the Lord this Thursday that the airwaves will be clear. And to you, Minister Robin, I love you so much. You just don't know. I truly do. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for turning a sinner like me into a vessel on behalf of you. I thank you for making all my crooked paths straight and allow me to hear your call. I ask you, Father, that I immediately decrease so that you may increase. Let this word be all of you and none of me. And all this I thank and bless you. Amen. So this morning, I'm here to tell you that God is a God of a second chance. For some of us, he may be a God of a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, maybe eighth chance. And there's this song that I truly, truly enjoy listening to from Juanita Bynum, and it goes as follows. I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to quote a few verses. She says in her song, Lord, I need to feel the touch of your hand. Your will for my life, I want to understand. Lord, forgive me like only you can, for you're the God of a second chance. Lord, I am tired of the way that I am. In your love, I want to live and stay. I heed to your every command, for you're the God of a second chance. Show me all of my wrongs, forgive me, and make me strong. Oh, save me, restore my joy. For you're the God of a second chance. How many of us can honestly say that you've had a similar prayer, a similar thought, a similar request for our Father? I think we all have, because I know I have. And this song is so powerful because she shows her faith and says that no matter what, we can be forgiven. God can restore those pains, those heartaches, those nights that you can't go to sleep, the inadequacies, and those doubts. God's love is stronger than any love that any man can give. Now, we say, I love you, you know, to our children, to our family members, to our significant others, our spouses. We say, I love you, because that's the love that we know. But that agape love, that powerful, wonder-working love that God has for us is something else. He's proved it to us by giving his only begotten son so that we can enjoy the promise of eternal life. God teaches us that through prayer and transformation that we can erase our past and rewrite our future no matter what. So what does that mean? Ephesians 1 and 7 says, in Christ we are made free by his blood sacrifice. We have forgiveness of sins because of God's rich grace. Amen. So what I'm asking you to do is remove your mask of carnal ego pride and receive your blessings. Let me say that again. Remove the mask of carnal ego pride and receive your blessings. Let it be known what God has done for you so that others can receive their blessings. I remember having a conversation with our Sister Marie Preston about that, and she was like, girl, let people know what you've been through. Let them know what God has done for you. And I'm saying to you, stop being ashamed of anything you may have done and what you may have been through, because God is not ashamed of you. He loves you. He wants better for you. He wants you to do the right thing. And he does not forsake you. He doesn't throw you away. He is not ashamed of you. Stop blocking the blessing of ministry and be an example to someone else. Stop worrying about what people are going to think about your past. Do not worry about your flesh. Sometimes, if not all the time, your test, those storms, that rain, it's not even about you. It's about how to trust in God, allow him to move, and what you will do with that situation so that you can teach someone else what not to do or how to do it differently and give God the ultimate praise. So when you hear that phrase, your test has now become a testimony, rain has turned into a rainbow, and mess became a message. Think about this. What messages, what rainbows, and what testimonies are you blocking because of ego and pride? When we climb out of a valley or a ditch, it is God, not us. Yeah, we may have felt the, you know, pressure of coming out of that ditch, and we may have, you know, triumphed through it, but it is God. He pulled us out. He protects us. He scrubs us clean from the inside out, and he's just amazing. I want you to close your eyes just for a moment, and I want you to imagine a sea during a storm. I want you to picture those raging waters, the waves crashing, the current speeding, the dark clouds, and all of that. Now, initially, it may seem scary. It may seem violent. It may seem harsh. But did you know that beneath all of that, there is a calm that is so peaceful and serene? It is so beautiful and full of life. What I'm saying to you is our storms may seem equally as intimidating, but if you are patient, faithful, and trusting in the Lord, your calm will be revealed to you. My message today is get in the game of faith. Stay faithful in his words before you foul out. So what does it mean to get into the game? Well, it means godly actions manifesting every day. And you do that through ministry. You do that through doing the right thing when nobody's watching. It's through praising God no matter what. And if you foul out, which is fruitless, oppressed, undisciplined living, that's when you don't trust in God and you follow those who do not follow him. Don't let the devil sitting on the sideline interrupt the champion that God is creating in you. Don't let your faith decrease when you feel God does not hear you. Don't let that devil trick you into thinking that you're not good enough to serve God. Don't let the devil make you so ashamed of your past that he wins. Don't let the enemy attack your blessings because his job is to seek, kill, and destroy while God is here to love and forgive you. He is the winning team. God hears us, and our Father is always on time. And I'm talking to those who walk in faith every single day, to the murderer, the drug dealer, the prostitute, the number runner, the employee that may be stealing paperclips and or time from work, the embezzler, the person who may be sitting in the pews for 25 years but feel they don't have to accept Jesus Christ in their life because they attend church every day. Saints, sitting idle in a church without sharing your God-given talent and not repenting and being born again does not make you saved. That's the same thing as standing in a garage and expecting to turn into a car. You must be the church. You must believe in the God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. You must believe the word and follow what is required of you. Work needs to be done because the harvest is ripe and the laborers are few. And we are all eligible to get saved and enter the kingdom of heaven, everybody. There is no sin too big. There is no sin too small for God to forgive. John 3:5 in the King James Version clearly says that Jesus said unto them, verily, 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 I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He didn't say water or the Spirit. He didn't say you, but not you. He said, unless a man be born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And because of his blood, we are all able to enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, you may say, well, my sin ain't as bad as hers. She did far worse than what I did. Well, I'll tell you this. You may not have been in a whorehouse or a trap house selling drugs with your body. But you may have been trapped in the house of mediocrity and sold yourself short for a blessing due to your actions or lack of faith. You may not have been in jail or judged by the judicial system. You may not even have had handcuffs on your wrist. But you may have been imprisoned in your mind with thoughts and hurts that you never let go of and possibly not use your hands to embrace somebody or pull them up when they were down. Titus 3:14 says, our people must learn to use their lives for doing good and helping anyone who has a need. Then they will not have empty lives. You may not have been a murderer, a batterer. You may not have beat someone down and killed them, but you probably killed or damaged their spirit. You may not have gotten high or drunk, but maybe intoxicated with criticizing or gossiping. Are you willing to release yourself from mediocrity and walk in the riches that God prepared for you? Are you ready to release yourself and free yourself from your past and mental bondage and trust our Father? Would you consider detoxing from hurtful conversations, or are you comfortable for being the devil's DJ spinning tunes of demarcation? Can you commit to speaking life over someone and uplift them instead of pushing them down? Love on them the way God loves on us. Ezekiel 36:25 says, I will sprinkle clean water onto you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and all your idols. God is good, and he is the answer to all. He is the winning team, so get in the game. Godly actions manifesting every day. Are you willing to praise him, shabak him, scream Hosanna when you're up and when you are feeling down? Will you still lift your hands up in that sanctuary and know that God is your friend when your lights are off, even when your food is short? Will you be like Paul and follow Jesus Christ when times are bad? And will you worship our Father for who he is and thank him and bless him always for all he has done? How long will you stay encouraged and speak over yourself when you're in the valley? Will you be excited to do God's work and not be satisfied until you meet him? Will you allow peace to be still and trust in his word? And when you are in the game, people are drawn to you, not because of what you're wearing and what you look like, but because God is in you and it shows through you. Stop saying you can't serve God because of your past. Stop saying that you can't do anything and your faith is wavering because you didn't get the answer that you may have wanted. First of all, can't is not a word. And it also negates the word that cancels our Father's word. And God is not a man. He does not lie. So his truth is life and his life is truth. And you can be a testimony if you let God work in your life. When he has a blessing or is delivering us, he shows up and shows off. So when God says no, that's it. Just say amen and walk away from it. Trust in him. Because when you do it your way, it feels like you're putting a square in a circle peg and you know it doesn't feel right. God doesn't need a majority vote or to establish quorum. So get out the phone, talking to people, complain about what you don't have and what you can't get, and start talking about the love that you have for Jesus Christ instead. Get out of your life, your head, and stop thinking that God's forsaken you and left you to dry. Instead, trust in him. Get out of his way and stay in the game. Godly actions manifesting every day. The other team may seem fun, it may seem exciting and glamorous, but what is it worth if it's not of God? Matthew 16:26 says, what do you benefit if you gain the whole world, but you lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? I say, get in the game. Get in the game like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I am so in love with that story since I was a little girl. And Emma, she's listening, so she knows my mom used to play Brooke Benton, and that song came out to Steal Away. And it's about a story of these three young men from Israel, and they were minding their business, walking in Babylon. And let me tell you, King Nebuchadnezzar had people bowing down to these golden idols when they heard the clarinet and the flute and the horn. And if you didn't bow down, you were going to die. So now what happened was he heard that these three young men wasn't going to bow down, and he ordered them to be placed in a furnace. Now, not only were they asked to be placed in a furnace, okay, but it was told to be turned up 7 times hotter than it should have been. It burned up his whole crew on the side of the plane. So the good book says that an angel came down and cooled the fire down and escorted them right out. Now, the king said, wait a minute. I sent 3 boys into that fiery furnace, and I see 4 walking out. Mystified, he also saw that not one hair was singed on those boys' heads. The key point, they were in the game. They had trust in the Father. They said in Daniel 3:6, if you throw us in the hot furnace, the God that we serve will save us. And even if he doesn't save us, we're still not going to bow down to your idols. That is faith. Can you say that your faith is that strong to know that you are going to possibly be burnt up if you don't bow down to an idol, knowing that your eternal life will be burnt up? Amen. So that was the message with that. So all I'm trying to say to you is the other team can't promise you life. The other team can't promise you a winning score. God is the team that you need to be on. So in closing, staying in the game and keeping your faith and believing that no matter what, God has your eternal salvation. And like one of my girlfriends say, Evangelist Broughton, the next time you feel like you are not good enough to serve God, remember this. Jacob was a cheater. Peter had a temper. David had an affair. Noah got drunk. Jonah ran from God. Paul was a murderer. Gideon was insecure. Miriam was a gossiper. Martha was a worrier. Thomas was a doubter. Sarah was impatient. Elijah was depressed. Moses stuttered. Zacchaeus was short. Abraham was old. And Lazarus was dead. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the call. And we all can win in the game. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I am so proud of you. Glory to God. What an awesome, 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 awesome message. There are so many nuggets in there, family. I am going to give you the playback number for today if you would like to listen to this message immediately following the call. That number is 712-432-1085. Use the same PIN code, and you would be able to hear and write down the things that she has said. Glory to God. And at this time, I am going to do something just a little bit different. Pastor Vanessa, are you on the line? Would you please come forward, and would you close us out on prayer? Pastor Vanessa, are you there? Well, Minister Tiffany, will you close us, please?
Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Glory be to God. Thank you, LaShawn, for that powerful message today, for pulling my coattail. And God.
And I'm going to let you go on, Minister Tiffany. I'm here, Evangelist.
Oh, no, go
on.
Ahead, Dr. Vanessa. Go ahead. The floor is yours. God bless you.
Amen. I mute my own self out, getting so excited over my daughter with that awesome, awesome word. I knew it was in you, and we are praising God that it came out of you. God is a God of a second chance. Father God, we thank you that you are a God of a second, an exponential 20th chance in our lives. And this word, we thank you for your vessel, your mouthpiece, your messenger in the marketplace this morning. We lift up the word that will stir our hearts, challenge us to change because of your mercy and your grace. Thank you that you made it clear this morning that we all qualify. Our qualifications come because of the blood of Jesus. So we thank you that this word has propelled us to understand that it really is all about you and not about us. And we thank you today that the word has allowed us the space, the discipline to go through our tests so that we do have the anointed testimony that Jesus still reigns. We thank you today for each and every listener on this line that we're reminded that, yes, with our mess, there is an anointed message, that we open up our mouth and we are that minister in the marketplace. When the storms of life and the rain is pouring down, oh, it's just saturating our soul so that the rainbow of God's favor will show. Father, I thank you that every test that every member of this call is experiencing, we're going to get not just an A, but an A+, because you are within us, and greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Now, we lift up these prayer requests that are before you, Father. We thank you that you still are a healer. We, like the centurion soldier, say, send the word. So we send that Jehovah Rapha healing virtue of God to everyone who has been attacked in their body, the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. I thank you, Father, that by your stripes we are healed and we receive it. We continue, Father, to thank you that we see you show up and show out. We thank you as Jackie's sister is continuing to be healed. We thank you for Sharon's pastor and her sister and other relatives that we are lifting up. We praise God that you are doing what you said you would do. We curse the spirit of death. You have no jurisdiction. We arrest you by the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you for those who are in need of you being their advocate in the court. Oh, you are that great judge that
sits high and makes all crooked pathways straight in our life. We thank you for those who need the Jehovah Yuri, the provision of God. We speak forth and we call it in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father, the many unspoken prayer requests on this line, have your way, Spirit of the living God. We know you will break through and break forth with your anointing, destroying every yoke. And we don't wait till the battle's over. We shout now. So we thank you for every life, every destiny, every purpose represented on this call. Have your way. Stir up the gifts. Remind us that as the God of a second chance, it's never too late. It's never over till you say it's over. And it's not over until we have the Jehovah Nissi victory and we win. So we seal the victory of God in our lives and on this call. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
And amen. Praise God. To our team that greeted the people, opened us up in prayer, and Pastor Vanessa closing us, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And to the woman of God, we bless you, we appreciate you, we are proud of you. Glory to God for all that you have said on his behalf, and may he continue to use you. And family, to each and every single one of you, we all qualify. Have a blessed day as a minister in the marketplace this day, and we will speak with you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.